The next night, I was playing Beethoven. I came to a passage in the middle of the piece, and it stopped.
I can't play it.
But you've played that passage a thousand times.
I know, but now I can't. I can't.
Martin.
I was playing so well only a moment ago. Then suddenly I can't play it long.
You haven't been practicing lately. You've hardly touched the piano since you returned.
No, that's not why I couldn't play it. He must be near.
He? That's the second time this evening you spoke
Helen,
of...
there's something I must tell you. I must tell someone or I'll go mad. I don't know. Perhaps I am mad. Sometimes I think I am.
Martin!
Do you remember that cable I sent you from Rio de Janeiro?
Yes. You said the concert did not go well.
I gave one of the worst performances of my career. It was late that same night that I noticed it.
Noticed what?
The presence of another being close to me.
Another being?
Yes. An invisible being. It was he who made me play so badly that night. He's been near me ever since.
An invisible
being? I know
being?
It sounds strange, fantastic, but it's real, Helen. This thing seeks to dominate me, to possess me. It came first in my sleep, but lately I've begun to feel its presence even in my waking hours. It controls my actions like a hypnotist controls his subject.
Go on, Martin.
It doesn't speak to me directly, merely echoes my words. But it makes its will felt. And I fight to resist it. I can't. It hasn't gained complete control of me yet, but I'm afraid it will, and I don't know exactly what I'll do.
Martin, were you despondent after that concert in Rio?
Despondent? I know what you're thinking, Helen. That my mind became unbalanced by the failure of my concert. Yes, I thought of that too.
Did you?
I thought of every possible explanation. I don't know. Maybe it's an hallucination, but I feel sure I can prove it's real. I'd be able to... Wait a minute. I was right. He's near us now.
Near us?
Yes. Can't you feel his presence? Look. Look there. See the curtains move. He's in here, Helen. In here.
The wind blew those curtains.
No, him, Helen. The invisible being. He came in through the window. Look, look. It's the paper.
Martin, it's nothing but the wind.
No, it's him, Helen. I just...
Martin, what's wrong? What's the matter?
I feel thoughts taking possession.
Martin, why are you holding out your hands as though... Why do you look at me like that? Why don't you answer me? No, Martin! Don't touch me! For heaven's sake, don't! You're not yourself, Martin! Wake up! Wake up!